Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Christy, I had something for you I wanted
what?
To...
What's that?
Well, you're the only one here really in, I guess... No, I guess Chick's kind of interested in the royal wedding.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
You're going to London?
I'm going to be there in front of the TV.
Well, you, there's a bunch
I'm trying to talk my daughter into coming over with me and watching it.
Interesting prop bets for the royal wedding.
Oh, well, you know that Prince George and Princess Charlotte are all going to be in the wedding.
Who?
Who are they?
I'm actually being serious.
William and Kate's kids, the little ones, George and Charlotte.
Can we not refer to them as prince and princess?
But they are.
Oh, boy. That should start when you're an adult.
No, it should stop when you're an adult.
Well, that's a good point, too.
I'd love a baby king. I think that would be great.
A
baby king.
That's happened.
Yeah. He's a baby, but he's the king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's infallible, but he's in diapers.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, baby emperors,
movie.
Baby, yeah.
There's right. A movie.
But you can bet on
baby
this.
Baby boss is nothing to baby king.
Christy, listen to this one. It's 11 to 10 odds that Prince Harry is clean shaven.
No way.
Oh, he sports a beard usually?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a beard.
I would not be, if they walked in, I wouldn't know who they were. I really wouldn't.
Well,
and I'm not saying I'm proud of that. I just wouldn't.
You can bet on whether or not he'll be wearing more than 3 medals.
What did he get medals for?
Well, he was a soldier. He's a brave guy.
Yeah, he is a brave guy.
He was
guy.
In the
he's taking on Meghan Markle.
In the poop, as they say. Yeah, I'm with you, Christy.
Yeah,
I think,
see, he has
I think she,
quite a bit of growth.
This isn't going to go very far. Now, then, who will say I do first? You can bet on that.
Well, it'll be him. Isn't it male always go first?
You can bet on it.
Am I the only one that wants this to work for these people? Everybody seems so against this wedding. I hope there's some love here. I hope it works out.
Oh, I'm sure they're in love. I'm sure.
Even though I don't care about them. I don't.
A normal wedding, you'd have to have a really strong affection for someone in this public way. My goodness.
Yeah, well. You can bet if the queen will wear a pink hat.
What are the odds on that?
10 to 1, the queen's hat is pink. 10 to 1, Elton John is at the ceremony.
He's going to be there. A pink hat.
He's playing the reception, right?
I don't know. Who knows?
I think he is.
The odds are 50 to 1 against any member of the Kardashian family attending the wedding.
Oh God!
That wouldn't be so weird.
What are the odds Princess Di shows up?
Thank you for doing that. No, they forgot everything I just said 10 minutes ago.
Impossible to one?
Hey, remember I bet on a 16 beating a 1 this year?
That's right.
I might take Princess Di.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know the coverage. They're going to do a rehash of that wedding, I'm sure.
Yeah. Are we going to play Paparazzi's Pizza?
Did we stop playing that consciously, or we just haven't played it in a while?
Well, it's kind of dated, but I suppose we could dig it up.
Pizza, it's out of fashion. That was,
the
whole paparazzi thing.
Well, there's still paparazzi.
Of course, there are. We'll get to it in a second. I'm just still going over the prop bets. Wouldn't it be great what if instead of wearing his military uniform, he wore like one of those 70s era tuxes with the frilly chest thing and the
dumb and dumber
frilly
tux?
Chest shirt?
Yeah. And
the tux shirt?
Yeah, and then the big wide lapels, maybe bell bottoms.
Like a creamsicle big hat.
Are there any American ambassadors going to be there? Any representatives from?
Well, you can bet whether or not George Clooney will be there.
Isn't what's-his-face the ambassador to England? Who is that?
You can bet, by the way, if Trump, Putin, or Justin Bieber will be there.
Elton John will perform at the wedding.
Putin. You can bet on whether Putin will be there.
Putin's not going to be there.
You can bet on whether or not the Pope will be there.
Pope is not going to be there.
Well, that's a sure thing.
It's Episcopal wedding. He's not going to be there.
It's what?
It's Episcopal wedding? It's
Joe Piscopo's going to be there?
Wow, I would never have bet on that.
Isn't it an Episcopal church? And
it's the Church of England.
Yes.
There's a 25-1 bet that they'll say I do simultaneously.
And then giggle and go, no, you go. And then I go. And then I throw my TV out the house.
I shove the cake in her face.
Trying to find the odds on whether he'll wear a dickie.
He won't wear a dickie.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. This guy, the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, used to be the owner of the Jets. He's the ambassador to...
Is he going
to
be there?
The American ambassador, Nine Elms, London. Not Ohio, England.
Oh, I bet he'll be there.
Okay, guess what the first dance song will be.
Now, you do they know for sure, or we're betting?
No
we're
bet.
Betting. Ed Sheeran.
Butterfly Kisses.
Ed Sheeran is number two. Number one is Elton John.
That theme song from Austin Powers.
Doodle-doodle. Doodle-doodle. And then they do the thing where they cross their knees. Cross your knees with your hands like Buddy Epson.
Spice Girls 100-1. Are they going to have a live band, or is it going to be
Elton John, I just said that.
Did I see a rumor that the Spice Girls are going to be there reunited for something?
And it feels so good.
Yeah, I don't know. You can also find out what the budget is.
The budget for the wedding?
No, it's got to be sickening. Yeah.
A lot of money on the catering, et cetera, et cetera.
Boy, oh, boy.
The Elton John story.
$162,000 for the honeymoon.
I bet that's some
$162,000.
That's what it says. Dollars, yeah.
I thought they weren't going on a honeymoon. I thought they were postponing.
My pheasant under glass, Mr. McGee.
Yes. A live pheasant. I want to watch Skilled.
Yes.
Now, who is the...
More Ortolan.
Who was the at the last wedding? Didn't one of the lesser princesses wear a hat that looked like a
Beatrice?
Like
that's what everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about.
Didn't she have the toilet seat hat?
We're all wondering what Beatrice's hat's going to look
like.
It was
the MASH Cinnabon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Here, I'll show you a picture of it.
Okay,
those hats are nonsense.
Now, at your lady party?
We're not wearing hats.
You guys are wearing hats. You should wear a hat.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, idiotic. They should have been asked to leave.
Excuse me. Either take that off your head or get out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, we've made a terrible mistake. You're clearly a psychopath, and we can't have you here.
You're a security risk. We really can't.
Are they going to have an open bar? How does that work? Will they get one of some drunk uncle up there?
That's what I wanted to take a bet on.
Whether it's an open bar or not?
No, the queen doing a shot. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'd love to see the queen doing the electric slide.
One Jägermeister, please.
I'm not sure they're going to go German, frankly. They do.
And then Camilla Parker bowling or whatever.
Bowls, yes.
Oh, hello, Mom. Right over there.
This is my impression of the reception.
Can I call you, Mom? I say, could I see Pippa Middleton's ass? It is really nice. Yes. Let's see the new one. Oh, dear, that's nice, too.
The new one.
Very bouncy. Mine fell back in 57.
How did it?
Never bump? Really got it back.
Oh, boy.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.